The Cavs are now 15-1 at home. They've won four games in a row. Monday night, a pretty convincing win over the Raptors. And things are going well.
Two very important things happened in that game against Toronto. Number one, Toronto's a good team.
Okay.
And they blew them out.
Yeah.
Number two, Kyrie Irving looked like the old Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
25 points, 8 assists. Amanda, remember, a fractured kneecap that leads to an operation is a very significant injury.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had the surgery in June. And so here we are in early January, and it looks like he's fine. And a big part of his game is quickness, starting and stopping, cutting left, cutting right. And, of course, what does that put the strain on? Your knees.
Yeah.
And he was just terrific last night.
So that's really encouraging.
Yes, it is.
Because they need him back in full strength.
And LeBron James didn't even have to play in the fourth quarter.
And that's really good.
Right. Because Kyrie Irving was Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
And so what that enables you to do is the less of a load on LeBron during the regular season, the better. Because remember, the season for the Cavs really starts the middle of April when the playoffs begin. Mm-hmm. That's when LeBron's going to be playing, you know, huge minutes, taking a lot of shots. And you could just tell LeBron on the bench. It's like he was like number one cheerleader for Kyrie. And I mean, they're out there. They blew out Toronto with this lineup on the floor. Matthew Dellavedova, Kyrie Irving, J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson, and Kevin Love.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took Thompson out and brought in Timofey Mozgov. So basically, they only this kind of combination of bench players and starting players and no LeBron at all.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you want when it's January.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But if you just said to me at the start of that game, the Cavs are going to win this big and they won't need LeBron in the fourth quarter, I'm like, well, who's hurt for Toronto? Toronto had its main guys playing.
Yeah.
They just got wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a real encouraging sign. And the Cavs' defense is, right now they rank third in defensive efficiency in the NBA. You know, it's kind of like a calculus problem. There's all these stats that go into it. But the fact is, they're good on defense. Defense is what carried them to the finals last year. For all the talk about LeBron and this and that, they became an elite defensive team by the end of the season. And you know what, Amanda? If they're going to beat Golden State, they're going to need that elite defense to win a title.
Is this team a little bit at this point, I don't know, underrated? I mean, we've been hearing so much about Golden State, and they're really hot off to a hot start of the season. Are the Cavs kind of getting enough attention?
Well, anytime you have LeBron, you get attention. But Golden State's earned it.
Yeah.
I mean, Amanda, they won the title. They had an unprecedented start to this season.
Right.
They're doing it without even their head coach. Remember, their head coach, Steve Kerr, who won the title last year, has had two back surgeries.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And has not been able to coach the team. He's come some to practice. The guy who's coaching the team, his name is Luke Walton, who played briefly with the Cavaliers a few years ago.
Huh.
He's only been in this is only his second year as an assistant coach. And they're playing great. I was looking at Golden State, and their key players have been together for at least 3 years. This is a big deal. They have a lot of continuity. As one NBA person said, you know, Walton, the coach, is doing a good job of staying out of the way. You know, making sure everybody's happy and doing their things. It's not like he has to do a ton. Just don't mess it up.
Right.
And, you know, see, whereas the Cavaliers, if you think about it, all these players I just mentioned before, the only two who predate LeBron, in other words, who come here before 2014, are Kyrie Irving and Tristan Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right.
You know, Anderson Varejao still on the team from back in the old days. But otherwise, it's a brand new roster. I'll come in the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still figuring their roles out and getting used to each other. One of the things that have made San Antonio great all these years, Tim Duncan, Manuel Ginobili, and Tony Parker, I swear, have played together since like George Mikan was playing in the NBA with the center jump, and there was a, you know, like a peach basket nailed to a barn wall. These guys have been together forever.
Yeah.
With the same coach, George Popovich.
Right.
Greg Popovich. So, you know, Pop, as he's known, and those three guys, and they just go on and on. Now, they'd bring in other players around them. Mm-hmm. And Golden State's trying to develop some of that with their core players, especially Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and, of course, Curry,
right.
Stephon Curry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the Cavs here, I mean, I think that the hope is you're going to have Kevin Love, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving as your big three. Now, Tristan Thompson's a big part of that, too. He signed a long-term contract.
Yeah.
So they want to build around that, but they don't have that continuity yet.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And that, but what they did the other night against Toronto, mm-hmm. that looked like a Golden State victory.
Yeah.
That's how Golden State won a lot of games this year. They just seem to be, you know, get out to a good start. Maybe the other team gets back in the game a little bit, and then it's like they go into a different gear. And even different combinations come on the floor, and nothing changes. If anything, it just seemed to be driving faster.
Right. Interesting. All right. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Amanda.